All right, everybody, welcome back. You're in the huddle right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Despite the snow and the blizzard and all this great weather coming our way that reminds us of winter, it is almost spring, and baseball season is just 22 days away. Opening day is March 29th, and one of the big stories of this 2018 season is going to be the Yankees, their battle with the Red Sox, their continued growth, the follow-up year for Aaron Judge, the new addition of Giancarlo Stanton. Let's get all the answers on the Yanks right now on the TikTok Jewelers guest line. We've got Brian Hoke. He covers the Yanks for MLB.com and is also the author of a new book on the Yankees called The Baby Bombers. Brian, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. So you write the book called The Baby Bombers. Does it lose some of its cachet now that the team goes out and gets Stanton? Did they ruin your book?
I hope not. I think that expectations are sky high for this team, and I think that the excitement from what you saw last year with Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez, Luis Severino, Greg Bird at the end, I think that should still carry over. And I think the important thing to remember is Stanton's not exactly shouldering the load all by himself. I mean, they had a pretty good core here already that took them one win away from the World Series, so maybe Stanton's what takes him over the top, but he's not going to have to come in and carry the load all by himself, that's for sure.
You've been in Tampa. How does the team look so far? Kind of, you know, midway through camp.
Yeah, I mean, it's about your normal spring training. I think it's a little more relaxed now that Aaron Boone's the manager. I guess that's the big takeaway I would make there. He's more of a player's manager than Joe Girardi probably was, and I think you see a lot of smiles and a lot of laughter. I think this team knows that they're going to be good. So you don't read a whole lot into wins and losses in spring training. You're getting a lot of reps where the AA and AAA guys are on the field. But for those five innings where the real big league team is together, I mean, they look good. That's not a lineup that I think anybody in the American League is looking forward to facing. And 1-9 scoring runs is not going to be their problem. So I think they'll go as far as the pitching takes them. They've got a heck of a bullpen. Still going to score a lot of runs. So we'll see how the starting pitching holds up, but I think they should be right there in the thick of the mix in the American League East for sure.
Starting pitching is the one big question the Yankees have, as you just alluded to. What can we expect reasonably from CC Sabathia, Masahiro Tanaka, and Sonny Gray? Because Gray and Tanaka have been off injured. When they're healthy, they're very good. Sabathia reinvented himself last year. Can he continue to do that here in 2018?
Yeah, you're right about that, and I think they would sign up immediately for what CC Sabathia gave him last year. That was a renaissance year for him at age 37, pitching on a couple of bad knees, for him to reinvent himself. And watching that transition over the last few years, I mean, this is a guy who used to rear back and throw 98, and he learned to pitch. He learned that wasn't coming back. He knows now how to mix speeds better. He learned a lot from Andy Pettit in that regard. That has been fun to watch CC hold up here, and you know, as long as he can stay on the mound and make this 25-30 starts, I think he should be able to repeat what he did last year. I think health is the big question there. Tanaka, the home run bug, got him last year. He's got to work on that. He thinks he's got a couple ideas to cut down on the home runs, but that's so important, especially pitching in Yankee Stadium, keeping the fly balls in the park. And Sonny Gray's right in that realm, too. You know, he's coming from a spacious ballpark in Oakland to Yankee Stadium, and his home road splits, you look at him last year in the short span since joining the Yankees, he struggled a little bit at Yankee Stadium. So by and large, I think he's going to benefit from having a full spring training here in Tampa, getting to know the guys. But I think that Sonny Gray, they have high expectations for. Tanaka needs to pick up the home runs a little bit and be able to keep the ball in the ballpark a little better. But I think with the bullpen they have, they really just need these guys to give them five innings or so, and then you can turn it over. And more often than not, with the amount of runs they're going to score, they should be shaking hands at the end of the day.
Brian Hoke covers the Yankees for MLB.com, also the author of the new book called The Baby Bombers. He's here with us in the huddle on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3 ESPN.com. Everyone's going to focus on Judge and Stanton and Gary Sanchez. The guy I'm interested in seeing this year again is Didi Gregorius. How did this guy go from glove first, no bat shortstop in Arizona to 25 homers, 80 RBIs, and hitting fourth?
You're absolutely right. And he's such an important part of that team, especially if you're looking at an inexperienced infield. I mean, he really is the veteran there now in the middle of the infield. And we've already talked about him coming in and replacing Derek Jeter and the challenges that were there. And you don't hear a whole lot about that anymore because he's answered every question in the book. The fielding was not going to be a question. It was whether he could hit left-handed pitching. Now he's one of the best in the game as far as shortstops go at facing left-handed pitching and hitting them. With runners in scoring position, this guy comes through in the clutch. He had a big postseason. You remember the game where he hit two home runs off Corey Kluber in the ALDS. So this guy can cut it on the biggest stage. I think that he's answered every question in the positive. This is a really smart, apt pickup by the Yankees to trade for them. I mean, that was a steal of a deal to get him from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And you always say you have to have a strong spine up the middle, so that shortstop, second base, and center field. The Yankees are set at shortstop with Didi Gregorius.
It's a good problem to have for the organization to have too much depth, but I wonder about the roster crunch that's going to happen at the end of spring training. You've got two stud prospects fighting it out to make the club and start in the infield in Torres and Miguel Andujar. You've got Clint Frazier, who I think is awesome, but I don't find a place for him on this roster because of Jacoby Ellsbury's massive contract they're still dealing with. How does the roster shake out?
You know, sometimes injuries cure those problems for you, and maybe that's what happens in this case. I think that Torres, since he's coming off Tommy John surgery, it's an easy call for them to stick him down at AAA, and he'll probably play in Scranton for the first month or so of the year. That's what I would anticipate seeing. Andujar, I mean, his bat has been on fire down here in the Grapefruit League. He is crushing the ball, hitting line drives all over the place, so it's going to be a really tough call if he keeps hitting that way for two or three more weeks for them to come up with a reason to keep him down in the minors. I think he can definitely hit his way onto this team for opening day. And as far as the rest of the team goes, I think that Clint Frazier, he's hurt obviously from dealing with a concussion, and you never can be too careful with stuff like that, but he was coming into camp intending to make this opening day roster. So I think that even though you look at the roster crunch and you say, how are you going to fit six guys into your outfield? Sometimes those questions get answered for you. Jacoby Ellsbury is also dealing with an injury right now. So I think it's a game of attrition, and you see who's still standing when the bell rings and they go north to open the season in Toronto. But I think that there's a lot of ways, especially in Torres and Andujar's case, that they can contribute to this 2018 Yankees team, and they're probably going to play a part whether or not they're on the team in April.
Brian, what do you think about the Red Sox this year? We're a Red Sox affiliate, a lot of Red Sox fans up here. A lot of people now have just kind of assumed the Yankees have passed the Red Sox in the AL East, but the Sox are the two-time defending champions. What do you think of the Red Sox?
Yeah, I think they're a stacked team. I mean, this is going to be a formidable challenge. I think it's going to be a slugfest in the American League East. And for all the hype and attention that's been levied on the Yankees, and rightfully so, I mean, there's a lot of excitement about them, but let's not forget that the Astros are the defending world champions. The Red Sox are the defending AL East champions. And even though the Yankees had a great postseason run and were able to get past Cleveland in the first round and took Houston to the limit, I mean, they still haven't proven it completely on the field yet. They've got to make up those two games against Boston. Boston won the division by two games last year. So I think that it really is going to be a slugfest. I cannot wait to see these two teams on the field for the first time against each other up at Fenway Park. I think that watching Stanton come into Fenway, I think he's going to get the kind of receptions that A-Rod got back in the day because, this team, this young Yankee team was almost likable, I think, yeah, in enemy territory last year. I'm not sure that's going to be the case anymore, so I am curious to see it, and I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch.
Brian, we'll get you out of here on this. As I said, you're the author of the book, The Baby Bombers, and we're focusing on the youth outside of Stanton on this team with Sanchez, Severino, Greg Bird, Aaron Judge. What was the motivation for you to write this book? Because this is a differently constructed Yankee team than we're used to.
Yeah, and that really is where it comes from. I think that watching it around mid-season last year, Aaron Judge won the home run derby down at Marlins Park in Miami. He had a sensational first half. He went into the break with 30 home runs, and the initial thought was to do something just on Judge, but I realized the more I dug into it that there was more of a story to tell there, and it basically how the Jeter team gave way and passed the torch to this young, likable Yankees roster, which, as you said, was unlike ones we've seen in the past where the Yankees had these bloated payrolls with guys past their prime and in their late 30s and not so competitive, certainly not in around 2014, 2015, that time. So it was definitely a breath of fresh air. I felt that there was an excitement in New York. And, you know, all the credit goes to Brian Cashman, Tim Nehring, Damon Oppenheimer, his lieutenants all there, the way they went in and kind of revamped from the ground up and realized that this wasn't working in 2016. They were not going to win the World Series. So sell off some of those parts, your Andrew Millers, your Aroldis Chapmans. Get all the talent back that you can. Kind of kickstart that farm system. And you're seeing the fruits of that in 2017. You're going to continue to see it in 2018. And I think the Yankees are set up to be contenders for the foreseeable future.
Brian Hoke covers the Yankees for MLB.com, also the author of the new book, The Baby Bombers. Brian, congratulations on the book. We'll enjoy reading it, and we'll talk to you again later this season.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you so much.